Chodesh. Today is Daf Nun Vav. We're going to start again from Nun Hayam Beis by the top, the first line, where the line, the first wide line on Nun Hayam Beis, because otherwise we'll just get the flow. And then we'll start. And today's share is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Norensberg, Ilan Nishmat Moshe Dov, Ben Shalpin. So, we ended off yesterday saying that the word Oso that appears by the ear of a melech, the chatos of a melech, is extra. And what does it come to include? What does it come to exclude? It's extra. I don't need the word oso. Right? So it's extra. What does it come to exclude? Bahashta denaskala lay mi v'shachar et achatos. Now that I know, whatever I know from yesterday, from the words v'shachar et achatos, oso lima'utei mai. What does the word oso come to exclude? So the Gemara says we have four possibilities. Lemute comes to exclude Nachshon v'shachat o v'peitach simen. Oso v'tzafon. The seir of the seir of achatos must be done in the north. The ein seir Nachshon v'tzafon, but the seir of Nachshon and the other 11 nesiim do not have to be done in the north. They don't have to be done in the north. Same idea, same general setup. In other words, there's a Kodesh. Correct. All right. Now, Salka said to Chavina, I would have thought, well, how will this Rabbi Lidin Smicha, since we already, there's a limud that the Nachshon and the other 11 Nesiim, since Smicha on their carbon is Rabbi Nami Lidin Tafon, they should also do it in the, they should also have to shecht in the north, like every other chatos. Kamash Malan also comes to tell me no. They don't have to. Smicha, yes. Otherwise, no. It's smicha gufa menolan. And where do we know smicha from? Smicha itself, where do we know? The Tanya. V'samach yado al rosh hatsa'ir. It says, V'samach yado al rosh hatsa'ir. Right? Now, those words, al rosh hatsa'ir, are extra. V'rabos, tz'ir nachshon l'smicha. That teaches me that the tz'ir of nachshon requires smicha. Divei Rebbe Yehuda. That's Rebbe Yehuda's pshat. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, no, no, no. It doesn't teach that at all. L'rabot, se'irei avodas kochavim l'smicha. It teaches me the se'ir of an avodas kochavim for smicha. So according to Rav Yehuda, we learn out the se'ir nasi includes the se'ir of Nachshon. Right? Okay? Maskif l'ravina. Wait a minute. Tinach l'Rav Yehuda. This all makes sense according to Rav Yehuda. Look at the top Rashi. The Merabi Leila Smicha, since we have a rivui that the seir of Nachshon has Smicha, Lim Istrich Lim Ute Tzafon. I therefore need to exclude the Tzafon. Right? In other words, Nachshon, how similar is he to a regular chatos? Well, on one hand, he's very similar. Why? Because they both require Smicha. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me they're not that similar, and Nachshon does not have to be in the Tzafon. However, L'Rebbe Shimon, but according to Rebbe Shimon, who didn't even learn smicha, anyways, that Nachshon did not require smicha, Ma'ekel Lameimar. What does the word also come to exclude? It comes to exclude the tzafon? I would never in a million years think it should be in the tzafon. After all, it doesn't even require smicha. Why? Because he learned that the extra word was smicha by Avodah Zarah. Nothing to do with Nachshon. Amalei Mazut Shabreid Mari Ravina. Wait a minute. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. But Yehuda Nami. My de Israbi Israbi. My de lowest Rabbi, lowest Rabbi. Whatever we learn, whatever we include, we include. Whatever we don't include, we don't include. In other words, we never included Shechita B'tafel. That's never in the parsha. In other words, Nachshon's carbon is very similar to a carbon chatos in which made whatever we know. What do we know? We know only one thing. We know what? Smicha. Why would I think it should also be tougher and therefore we need a puzzle to tell me no? Why would I think that? Whatever I know, I know. Whatever I don't know, I don't know. So what do I know? They compared it to regarding smicha. That's it. Same question. How do I know that they should be included in tougher that I have a puzzle to tell me not to include them? Why would I think they're included? My Rabbi is Rabbi. Lowest Rabbi, lowest Rabbi. V'chi tema. You want to tell me, Elo lim'ate kro. Have meditation of binyanav. Clear out for binyanav. What's binyanav? Well, there's such a thing as chatos. There's such a thing as nachshon. Nachshon's carbon was called the chatos, right? So whatever the rules are by chatos, the rules are by nachshon. sounds no different. If that's true, then what do we need a pasuk for smicha? Then smicha gufa lishtakra. Hine. The Torah shouldn't have said boo by smicha, but teach the binyana and learn it out of a binyana. Therefore, this whole thing, the whole thing collapses. Ella, the answer is shami doros lo yalfinon. One time events in history cannot teach us anything about the future. Hachanami shami doros lo yalfinon. So too, one time events. What happened by Nachshon's carbon? What the rules were have no bearing on what the rules should be today. So whenever it says the word oso, we're going to exclude something. We can't be excluding Nachshon because that was a one time in history. The rules are totally different. Look at the little Tosas Ella right over here. Baha to me boil on a parakav in Sanhedrin, but in the first parakav of Sanhedrin, we ask the following question: Shar Sinai bekama. If a shar goes up on Har Sinai during the 3 days when it's not allowed to go up on Har Sinai, today you can go up on Har Sinai. If you know where it is, you're allowed to go. But during the 3 days before Mount Tor, you were not allowed to go. What if a shar went up there? How many judges have been judged that shar? 3 or 20? The Gemara wants to know that question. The Gemara had that question. So the Gemara said, right? Mi gamrinan shar midoros olo. Do we compare the shar to the future generations or not? Of course we don't do that. I want to know, well, what's the story with that one, those 3 days in history, what's the story with an ox? Should it be like the future or not? So just so we don't do that. Right? The whole question over there is, what do we need to, well, who cares? That's not even Hilchos Olam Hashicha. That's not something that's going to be in the future. That's never going to be again. Who cares? What went on then? Who cares? Who cares? It's a separate question. Tosafot has a different question. Tosafot is asking, but we don't compare the future to one-time event. Tosafot answers, no, lo. Hasam gili milsa ba'almahu. That's just over there. It's just a gili milsa, right? Just to shed some light. I just want to shed light on what the halacha should be. Of course I'm not comparing. I'm not comparing. So maybe there should be 11 judges. Oh, we're going to have to think it's 11. Have a 12, we don't have that either. Have a 13, we don't have that either. We have 3, we have 23. That's all the Gemara was asking over there. It can't be to learn the future from the past. That's what you don't do. Okay? Ella, so try number 2. Ella, also told Tzafon, Achatas must be in the north, then a Shochet omed b'Tzafon. But the Shochet doesn't have to be standing in the north. He can be standing somewhere else with a very long knife. Or maybe he's right at the borderline, he's leaning over. He doesn't have to be in the north. That's what Oso comes to exclude. It comes to exclude the Shochet himself. So the Gemara says, Midrav Chia Nafka. That's old story. That's where Rav Chia learns that. The Tanya, Rav Chia Omer, it says, Vishachat Oso. This is a different Oso. This is a different word Oso. Vishachat Oso, Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. Right? That's talking about the carpet Ola. You shech the Ola in the north. Once we know that the Makabel must be in the north, Umakabel Bitzafon, and he has to also be Makabel in the north, and if he's standing in the south, he's leaning over, and he's Makabel the Dam in the north, that's Pasul. Yachal, I would think, Afdeh Kain, same story, should be by the Shochet, Talmud Lomar, Oso. Oso b'tzafon, v'lo ha-shochet, tzarech li'os omeid b'tzafon. No, only the makabel must be in the north, not the shochet. So why would I think that the shochet has to be in the north, and then need a pasuk to exclude it? It's already excluded. So that can't be the leader. Ella, try number 3. Oso b'tzafon, the ain't ben of b'tzafon. The Chatos is in the north, but not a bird chatos. That doesn't have to be in the north. So I would have thought, but it's a kalvachomer. Me benton, from an animal. Ma benton, just like an animal. Shalokavalo kohen. Does not have to be shechted by a kohen. Anybody can do shechita. Shechita's kosher bizarre, nevertheless. Kavalo tzafon, nevertheless. You require a tzafon, beno, so a bird. Shalokavalo kohen. It must be done by a kohen. Can't be done by anybody. Must be done by a Malika. Einodin she'ek v'nek v'lo tzafon. Isn't it true that it should be in the north? And therefore, I have the word oso to tell me no, it doesn't have to be in the north. The Gemara says no. But Mala ben Tzon, she can cover a little cleat. But an animal has to be done with a cleat. and a bird does not have to know the kli. It's done with your finger. So what do you see from here? You can't compare them. They're totally different. So why would I think in a million years that a bird should be in the tefillin that I need a pasuk to tell me not to? That's projected. Ella osa b'tefillin vein pesach b'tefillin. No, the chatas is in the north, but not the korban pesach. Why would I think korban pesach should be in the north? Why? Pesach midibre lazer ben Yaakov nafla. That's pulled out from Beloza Ben Yaakov, the Tanya. Beloza Ben Yaakov Omer, Yachal, I would think, if Pesach don't suffer, I would think that a Pesach should be in the north. Why would I think that? The Dinu, it's a Kavach Omer. Ma Ola, in Ola, Shalom Kavach Ozan, v'shechitasa. There's no set time for a carbon Ola. Whenever you want to bring an Ola. Whenever your heart has a fancy, you can go run and bring an Ola. However, Kavach Ozan, where do you bring an Ola? In the north, the Pesach, Shalom Ozan, v'shechitasa. Has a set time. Only Erev Pesach, only in the morning. Ein Odin, Shenikva Lo Tafo. So certainly shouldn't it be in the north? Comes along the word Oso to tell me, no, it's not in the north. That's the Gemara, that can't be. Mala Ola, Shekin Kolo. But if Ola is completely burnt, that's why it's in the north. Because it's so machmir. Right? That can't teach me anything about a Pesach. So the Gemara says, how about learn it out? Nechatos. How about learn it out from Chatos? That what? The just like a Chatos is in the north and doesn't have those chumras. It's not burnt. So too, a Pesach should also be in the north. Right? Look at the Tosas over here. Nechatos. How do you know a Chatos is in the north? Chatos, Gufa, the Hekesha, the Ola Asya. A Chatos is learned out that it's that is in the north, from a hekish to ola, says the prophet. Whatever you do to the ola, do to the chatos. So you see, it's in the north. Ubayi v'reish ezim akomun. We had this question already. Idavar lama behekish chozim olami v'vinyanav. Can something learned with a hekish go then and teach a vinyanav? But how do I know that chatos is in the north? Hekish to ola. How do I know that a pesach should be in the north? A vinyanav from chatos. So can we let even do that? In Zvachim, we didn't answer that question. We could do that. So I'm just pointing out. It seems that you could do it. Okay, we're going to reject it anyway. But Malachatos came in comparison to Chavei Kritzim. But a Chatos is special. Why is a Chatos special? Because it's Machafer on courage. Someone asked this morning across the street, yeah, but a Pesach saves you from courage. If you don't bring Pesach, you get courage. That's a great question. That's not the same. It's not really the same. But in the world of Kharis, they're very similar. Very interesting question. Okay. So the Gemara answer is, Me Asham. No. How about if one of them Asham? Why? Because an Asham is not Machaper on Kharisos, and an Asham is not burnt, and it's in the north. So too, a Pesach should be in the north. No, it's not in the north. Mala Asham, Shekein Kachik Kachim. But an Asham is special. You know why it's special? Because it's Kachi Kachim. By the way, Mikulu's Dami Shikin Kachi Kachim. They're all Kachi Kachim. So don't learn out from all three. Right? A mama learn out from each one, all three together. No, they're all Kachi Kachim. So what's the end of the story? The end of the story is, why in a million years would I think a Pesach should be in the Tzafon that I need a pasuk to tell me not to? It's not Kachi Kachim. Why should it be in the Tzafon? Ella, we're back to right. No, because it all forms the Kachik Kalim. Right. So that's what the Gemara is saying. We had a Havamina, a weak Havamina anyway, pretty weak. But the Havamina, that can't be. So back to square one. So now we're going to say Ella. Kalim? Ella Olam, can the computer make art? Really, we said before. Oh, so but Tuffo. The animal must be in the north. They're not showcase the Tuffo. But the showcase doesn't have to be in the north. Aye, but the Kakasha, but the Bechia Nafla. We asked the question. The Rebbe Chiya taught that already. No, he didn't really teach. He taught something else. The Rebbe Chiya lav lemutei shochet for something. That wasn't what he was driving at. He wasn't talking about the shochet. He was puda asa el hachikamar. He was talking about the following story. Ein hashochet for tzafon. The shochet doesn't have to be in the north. That's true. Avol makabel for tzafon. The makabel must be in the north. The Gemara says makabel milokach 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 nafka. That's a gzeir shava. Milokach lokach. The Gemara says, "Lokach lokach lo mashmalei." He doesn't learn that Gzeir Shava. Okay. End of story. Now, very interesting Gemara now. Very. Oso means the animal must be in the north, not the Shochet. We learned that already. No, it's not what he was talking. He was talking about the Makabel. He wasn't talking about the Shochet at all. Okay? Good. Now, the Mishnah said that you chayev alishasa al arichasa of alasiyasa. You chayev if you need, arrange, and bake. Now, the kneading we're not going to discuss. We're only going to discuss the arranging and the baking. Amar of Papa. Each one. Amar of Papa. Afa lo kishtayim. If you bake chametz for a mincha, you chayev twice. Why chayev twice? Achat al arichasa, the achat al asiyasa. Once for the arranging and once for the baking. Now, you didn't do any arranging. Why you chayev for that? Rashi says, the afia gemar aricha ki. The afia is the gemar of the aricha. It's everybody. So what? What does that mean? I did one mitzvah. What's my mitzvah? I baked. Why am I chayef for arranging? Rashi is the gemar. Where do you ever find such a thing like that? So Tosfos says, Rashi's wrong. Tosfos says when you bake, you're also arranging. You have to put them on the tray. You're also doing some arranging. And that's why you chayef twice. How a Rashi says? How do you answer Rashi? What? Tosfos has a whole different shot. How do you answer Rashi? What do you mean you chayef the gemar? What does that mean? So the Chet Lefinel explains like this. The Papa is saying like this. If you do aricha and then you don't do the afia, you're not chayef for that. You didn't do anything. You arranged the bread. You arranged, you didn't do anything. Right? What did you do? Yeah, you're getting the bowl rolling to be over aveirus, but you didn't bake it. When you bake it, you're now chayef twice. Right? Why? Because you can't be overbaking if you don't arrange it. It's true even if someone else arranged it. Even if my wife arranged it, or my neighbor, and I go ahead and bake it, I'm chayef twice. Why? Once for the arranging, I didn't arrange it. Right, but baking is the gemar of the arranging. It goes hand in hand. Arranging by itself is nothing. You hear this? Right. Exactly. So that's what puppets. For puppet Kiddush, it's not like that. Right. But if you just bake it, you shouldn't be chayef for arranging it. So for puppet Kiddush, you are. Okay, very good. Why is there a lot in the Torah? I don't know. Why is the Torah after Shabbos? I don't know. What? You're getting the bull rolling. You're arranging, but you're getting the bull rolling. Why is that a separate law for that? I don't know. What? It becomes chametz. Okay, so technically, you can have chametz without baking. Right? If you let flour and water sit too long outside the oven, it'll rise. That'll become chametz. You know, maybe not, I don't know. Maybe that's arranging. I don't know. But you have to bake it. Or you have to bake it. Okay, iter to bake it. Just letting it sit and rise in the kitchen. I don't know what kind of iter that is. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Now, 1 second. Says to Gemara, which we're going to refine a little bit. But Amarta, Nafia Miuchedet Shimaisi, we said this yesterday. Just like a fear that might be a CD, the Chayavan Alebifne Atma, and Yechayah for itself. So wait a minute. We said yesterday that if you bake Yechayah once, so now we said you should be baking Yechayah twice. So what's Pshat? Yechayah once, Yechayah twice. Right? We said yesterday. You only chayef for baking. Why? It's an act by itself. Like Mati said, you take the bread, you stick it in the oven. Who arranges? Who cares? I'm chayef once. What I do, I bake it. But now our Papa said you chayef twice. What's that? So, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha da arich hu, the afa hu. When the Brisa said, you chayef one malchus, you did one act, we're talking about. Doesn't make a difference what you did. You did the maisa aricha, you arranged it, or you did the baking, right? You're only going to get two malchus on two separate actions. You arrange, you get malchus. You bake, you get malchus, right? However, if you just bake it, you're not going to be chayav on the arranging. After all, you didn't arrange it. Okay? The person who arranged it already is chayav. Therefore, the baking is a ma'aseh yachidi, you're only chayav on. However, had the arech chavrei, the yav lei, va'afa. What if your friend arranged it, gave it to you, and now you baked it? Now, Rav Papa said, you're chayav chayav. Why? Same case, right? Your chayav wants on the arranging, and then you have two malchus, one on the baking and one on the arranging. Why? Because the gemar malacha. And then you have to come into Rashi. Right? What does that mean? Gemar malacha? Because arranging alone is nothing. Right? Okay. I know it's very difficult gemara. Yeah. No. There's no answer. Here's an answer. It's just to bake chametz for a mincha. Yes. Now we're going to get even more cases. What if somebody bakes the chametz and you go ahead and bake it again? It's already chametz, right? Am I chayav for that? It's a very interesting topic. Can you be chayav for an avera? It's already an avera. What? Interesting. Your profession is going to come up today. Right now. What? What? You'll see. Now we're going to come to Machiz Dam. Tanarabanan. Bechor she'achso dam. Bechor got sick. And the only way to heal the bechor is to let some blood out. But by letting blood out, you're going to give it a mum. So what's the story? So the Tana Kama says, the Rameir says, makiz an osa with adam, the makom she'en osim bo mum. Only do it in a place where there won't be a permanent mum. Why? You don't want to give a mum to an animal. You don't want to do that. The ein makiz es adam b'makom she'osim bo mum. Did Rameir. You can't give it a wound to get the blood out, to heal the animal, if it's going to make a mum. You don't want to do that. You can. As long as you don't check the animal on that mum. In other words, look at Rashi. Ubilvad. It's the second to last Rashi. You can't check this animal until it gets the mum by natural means. Because the bechor cannot be eaten outside the Beit HaMikdash until it has the mum by natural means. You can check it. You're going to make it a mum. I'm sorry. You can bloodlet it. You can give it that mum. You have to heal. Otherwise, it's done. However, you cannot say, wonderful. By the way, this is the old days. The Kahanim were chashud. They gave mum to Bechor. Now they have to be mitkavanos. So what are we doing over here? Listen, it's legitimate. The animal's going to die. They're going to give them. That's fine. No problem. We're so concerned about nature and animals. That's fine. We understand. But you can't eat it until you give it another mum. Until it gets another mum naturally. Second sheet, though. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af nishchat al osam mum." You can even do shchita on that mum. Why? So look at Rashi. Rabbi Shimon l'taim eight. Rabbi Shimon's very consistent. So last Rashi, Amar Al. I'm sorry, Amar Al to Rashi. The Amar davar she'ein mitzchavin mutter. This is a davar she'ein mitzchavin. What's a davar she'ein mitzchavin? I'm doing a permissible act. What am I doing? I'm healing my animal. It's going to result, maybe it's going to result in an isser. What's the isser? That I'm going to be making a mum on purpose? I'm not doing that on purpose. That's davar she'ein mitzchavin. Mutter. Delo mitzchavin lahasabo mum. Amanas l'shochto alav. I have no intention of putting in a mum to shecht it. What's a davar she'ein mitzchavin? A davar she'ein mitzchavin means I do a permissible act that may or may result in a forbidden act. It may or may not. I want to comb my hair on Shabbos. Is that mutter? Absolutely. Well, now, it may or may not pull out hairs. So if it may or may not pull out hairs, you're going to do it. You're allowed to do it. But if you do it, if he's pulling out hairs, you have to stop. What? If he's dragging a bench. I'm dragging a bench. Am I allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos? Absolutely. But if it causes a furrow, I'm not allowed to. What if I don't know if it's, what if it may or may not? No. in May, Monday, I do Act A. Act A is permissible. Am I allowed to open a refrigerator on Shabbos? Absolutely. It's a permissible act. It may or may not result in a forbidden act. What's the forbidden act? The light going on. I'm allowed to do it. Here, I'm giving a mum to the animal. I don't want to give a mum to the animal. I want to heal the animal. It may or may not result in a forbidden act. It asks everybody, when Shimon holds that a dovish animal type of means, you do a permissible act, but may or may not result in a forbidden act. What if it definitely will result in a forbidden act? That's called a psik resha. You can't do that. You can't open the refrigerator. You know the light's going to go on. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Right? If you know. Here, if you let blood, you're making a mum? Of course you're making a mum. What's Rashi talking about? Dovah Shein HaMitzchavin is mutter. Of course not. It's a psik resha. It's definitely going to happen. No question is going to happen. You hear? No question. So the answer is, now you have to work this answer out, because such a situation is one of the most complicated things in all of halacha. He says like this. This is an answer given by the Nesivos HaKodesh. He says, here's the story. You're giving it a mum. That's the Dovah Shein HaMitzchavin. What's the Dovah Shein HaMitzchavin? Rashi said it really. I read it too fast. Look at Rashi. You have no intention to give it a mum. I just want to heal it. Yeah, but if automatically giving it a mum, that's not the issur. The issur is shechting. I'm shechting it later. I'm giving it a mum. Am I allowed to? Absolutely. Why am I allowed to? Because otherwise it's going to die. Otherwise it's going to die. So I'm healing it. I don't want to give it a mum. Now, next week, why don't you shech that animal? After all, it has a mum. That's so far removed from the issa that you did, or the act that you did, that's not a psik resha. You hear what I'm saying? The psik resha is only when I do an act A, and it results in act B right away. I open the fridge, light goes on. I pull the bench, I make a hole. But I'm allowed to do that because I'm saving it. That's what he's saying. That you're allowed to do, you're saving it. That's a machloka. Some say, you're not allowed to. Keep Rabbi Shimon, how do you are allowed to? Why? I'm doing an act. It's permissible. Why is it permissible? Because I'm saving it. Next week I'm going to shecht it. That has nothing to do with this act. That's separate of Eira. Correct. Rav Shlomo, Rav Yehuda Omer, afilu meis, even if the animal's going to die, ein makizin lo es adam. You're not allowed to give it a mum. Even if it's going to die. Rashi says, because Rav Yehuda was afraid, everybody's going to say, well, it's going to die otherwise. I don't choose it. Right? So even if it's going to die, let it die. So it's a big machlokas, it arranges from yes to no and everything in between. Listen to this. So Amar Chiyav Abba, Amar Biyachim, Hakol Motim, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. The Mechame Tachar Mechame Chu Chayim. If you bake Chame, after it's already baked, what am I doing? It's already baked, it's already Chame. You're still Chayim for that. The Chiv, Otas Chame, Lotzi Ocha Chame. The Mitzareit Achar Mitzareit Chu Chayim. You castrate an animal after it's already castrated, you're still chayav for that. How can that be possible, right? Well, it's already done, right? The Chiv, it says in this week's parsha. Uma'uch v'katsus v'natsuk v'charus. Okay, all these words, what do these words mean? You only need to know two words. The word imal karus hu chayav, if you're chayav, if the animal's male organs are crushed and therefore it became a sarit, castrated now. Al-Natik Lokalshkin, aren't you sure chayav if you remove them all together? Slice them off? Aren't you chayav for that? Why say both? Ella Lahavi Nasik Acharchar Shu Chayav. No, it's already crushed. It's already ruined. I go ahead and remove it? I'm chayav for that. Why? Because Saris, Achar Saris, you're chayav. Lo Nechloku Ella B'matal Mum B'bal Mum. The only question, the only machlokas was, what if I give an animal a mum that already had a mum? Now, you're not allowed to make an animal a carbon into a mum. You're not allowed to do that. But when you already had a mum, am I chayav for that? So, it's a machlokas. Rebbe Yitzhaver, yeah. It says, kol mum lo yebo. Any mum, lo yebo. There should not be a mum. Any mum. Even if it has a mum already, I'm not allowed to give it another mum. Rabbanan Tzavri, no. Tabin yihye l'ratzon. No. If it doesn't have a mum, I can't give it. It has a mum already, what's the avira? Right? I have no doubt that some Achronim able to use this Gemara to pass like modern day Shaila. Right, you know, like imagine how they can apply this. Exactly. The only thing, you're right. The difference is that over there, every trade hostage eats another trade hostage. Here, the animal's already puffed. It's already ruined. It's a concept. 100%, I agree with him. It's a concept. Right? We don't want you doing things that are our favorite. I doesn't do anything. So what? Right, exactly. The concept is we don't want you making mums to animals. I already have the mums. So what? You can't make mums to animals. I, by making a mum, I'm not changing anything. It already has a mum. Doesn't make a difference. Or no. Who? Right. So, now, by the way, Rabbi Nami, Tamim Yiel or Ratzon, doesn't it say by the mum that it has to be Tamim, which is Mashma, that once it has the mum, you could already give it a mum? So, Ha'u'imute, Balmum Eikara. Now, that excludes where it got a mum on its own. So, it says, Balmum Eikara, Zikla Ba'almahu. If an animal gets a mum on its own, what's that? That's nothing. You can't make an animal to a carbon if it has a mum. That's nothing. It's like a dekel, it's like a piece of wood. You can't leave a cottage an animal with a mum. Ella, you know what? L'mu'ute tzul ha'mekdash l'achar pinyonim. Now, in order to come to exclude, let's say you have an animal that you made a carbon, and then it got a mum. So what happens now? You can't bring it to carbon. So what do you do with this animal? Because Allah, you have to redeem it. Take $100, you buy a new animal, and that old animal now becomes chulin. Even though it becomes chulin, you still have to treat it with respect. It's an unbelievable muscle. It once was special. Since it once was special, you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to work it, you're not allowed to mistreat it. It has a little bit of, even though it's a chulin now. So can I give that animal a move? That you can. Talking to this guy, I would have thought, hold Asur Begida, you're not allowed to shear it. Bavoda, you can't work it. B'mumen, namilus three, maybe I would say you even can't give it a mum. Come on, spawn, that you can do. You can give it a mum. Why? It's not that special. Right? For Rabbanan, nami yaksiv, kol mum will yebo. But don't the Rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of kol mum, which is mashma? Even if it has a mum, you're not allowed to give it another mum. Ahumi bayalei l'kinatanya, think of it for the following story. Kol mum lo yebo. Ein li ela shlo yebo mum. I only know you can't give it a mum. What if I give it a mum in a backhanded way? A grumma. I don't give it a mum. But I arrange a way it's going to get a mum for sure. For example, shol yigrom lo yidei acher. You can't cause that mum through other means. How? Shol yidei batek o debela al gabi oda. I'm going to take a delicious cookie and I'm going to attach it to the animal's ear or dough. And what's going to happen? The dogs are going to come and they're going to bite the animal and give it a mum. I didn't do anything. All I did was put a cookie over there. What did I do? Right? Kadei shiova hakelas v'yitlenu. Tamad lomar kol mum. You can't do that. Right? Amar mum, amar kol mum. It says kol mum. You can't do that. You can't give a grumma. That's what it's coming to tell me. If it has the mum, can I give it another mum? Of course, Rabbanan. Absolutely. What can't I do? I can't do this, backhanded way to give it a mum. That can't allow to do either. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Amar of Ami on the third to bottom line. Have a very good day and a good Chodesh.